Chapter 7. The Fading. The dome gates stood open, both outer and inner. Great waves of heat emitted from beneath the footings. Screams came from nearly every direction, perhaps from people losing people, and perhaps from the worms. It mixed into one huge overflow of pain and anguish. If not for Doug, Drake might not have found the entrance. On the way back, wide breakouts of invisible flames had forced him off the road. Once in the fields, and with less and less light for seeing, he'd lost his way. But the Airedale never forsake him. Every time Drake felt completely disorientated, Doug showed up by his side and provided a right sense of direction. He refused to use the clip ray. It felt like that too would have a limited life against this new consuming might of the Black. He would need the clip to find Naomi, his only goal now. Her words were in his head, a restoring source of power and a hope.
If it's time to fade, let us all do it together.
The lantern went black and still he resisted cranking the clip. He was on a beeline for the barracks, and he'd traveled blinded by the Black on other occasions. Reaching a nearby destination in the Black was just a matter of overcoming the inherent noise in the human nervous system.
I don't have to locate her exact cluster, just one of them. Then I'll use the clip. It's the only way now.
It was a short, yet eternally long journey, even though the number of steps involved denied the lie. Somewhere along the way, he lost Doug. Maybe due to all the screaming in the air and in the mind, or perhaps the Airedale was trapped behind a wall of invisible flames. Drake hoped for the dog's survival, but when he stumbled into a wood-framed building, his entire life concept shifted to Naomi. After cranking the clip ray for 5+ minutes, he identified his location. The third house on the left was across the way. He ran, waving the light and catching multiple glimpses of worms and even a few people. At the door, he slammed through.
Naomi! Naomi!
She faded as he entered, smiling despite the sadness in her eyes. Her mouth moved, perhaps speaking his name. Then she was nothing but smoke. A worm came out of the Black, mouth open to the full diameter of its tubular body. It inhaled the smoke, and Naomi became one with the slider. He would have cried, but now even his own body began fading. The light dimmed. Out of the Black came the worm that was a man called Drake.